Good morning, Hope College. Hey, it's Friday. I was expecting a little bit more. Good morning, Hope College. Hey, today is a good day for many reasons. And one of the reasons is this morning is our first senior witness of the semester. For those of you who have been here for a few years, you know that in the spring semester, we hear from six of our graduating seniors. And this morning, we have the opportunity to hear from Molly Montgomery, a senior from Traverse City, Michigan. Yeah. And she's majoring in international studies. And I've gotten to know Molly a little bit over the past couple years, and it has been a joy. And as we were walking over to chapel this morning, I turned around and I go, "This is crazy. Who would have thought that we'd be walking here and you'd be speaking in chapel?" And you said,
"Not me."
Not me. And here she is. So I'm going to pray for Molly, and then we will hear from her this morning. God, we do bless you. For you are high in all the earth. God, you are over all and in all. And we thank you this morning for your daughter, Molly, and for the word that you have given her to share with us this morning. We ask that you'll come and speak through her and to us, and that you will just open our minds and hearts to receive what it is that you have to say to us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks. Hi, friends. Good morning. Okay, so as a senior witness, I am supposed to share with you all the knowledge that I have acquired these past 4 years at college. So I created a list, and it is called Molly's Top 3 Most Important Lessons of College. But when I first did this, I actually came up with 4 lessons, but nobody has a top 4. It's either a top 3 or you have a top 5. But a top 4 is like that weird kid who, like, you didn't learn as much as the people with the top 5, but you're not as efficient as the people with the top 3. So I omitted the 4th so I wasn't a weirdo. And I can now present to you Molly's top 3 list of the most important things I learned in college. Also, I'm going to go backwards for, like, dramatic effect and, like, build up the suspense, get everybody excited. So the third most important lesson I have learned in my college career is that this time in college is about learning who you are. And it's the perfect time to do it because college presents this unique culture and dynamic, and it's a scene in your life that you're never going to experience anywhere else. I have learned about myself that I love learning. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're saying or even if you're right or wrong. I just like to listen and I like to know new things and hear new things and learn new things. And even though I didn't do too hot in all my classes this past couple years, and even though everything I experienced here wasn't always super fun, I loved it because I learned so much and I grew so much. And I realize I love learning so much because there's a dynamic to learning that is different than anything else. In learning, it's like the more that you learn, the less that you actually know. When I learn something new, I get to open this new door and I get to enter this room and there's new opportunities and there's new knowledge and there's just so much more to experience. And in that room, there's just more doors, and it doesn't matter, like, where you go. As long as you keep learning, you just, like, keep walking, and there's always more doors, and, like, rooms are endless, and doors are endless, and everything is just super exciting all the time. But even more important than all the endless doors and the endless rooms and all the excitement that comes from that is the people that you get to spend time with in each room. And I think that's why college has been such a perfect time to learn about myself like this, is that college has so many different opportunities between, like, sports teams or internships or just rooming with people. You get to experience unique people and unique situations that you're not going to ever really have the opportunity to do again. And those people are the most valuable assets to your learning time here. I think that's why I love learning so much. Now, your niche may or may not be learning, but whatever you decide it to be or whatever you find it to be, I would just encourage you to cultivate it and just really love it and make it yours. Power it and push it and explore it and make it your passion so that you can do something with it. And just as you discover that about yourself, realize everyone else is doing the same thing in their lives. So that's it leads me to number 2 on my list, and that is that you can never really understand completely and fully what someone else is going through. Spring semester of my last year, I had a pretty difficult semester. I'd just come back from Spain, and I was expecting reverse culture shock to be kind of tough. I mean, just because it was nothing I had experienced before, and it was going to be new and just a little challenging, just because I didn't know what to expect. I was excited because new challenges are exciting. But it was a lot harder than I expected. And it wasn't just reverse culture shock, and it wasn't just like readjusting to life at Hope. I ended up distancing myself from all of my friends and my family and people who really cared about me. And I just stopped. I just didn't go to class. And the days actually went, I had to leave early a lot of the time. And I'm sure my friends just thought that I was mean or had like changed while I was abroad. And I'm sure my professors just thought I was lazy or disrespectful. But it went a lot deeper than that. And I knew it, and I knew I wasn't myself. So I ended up going to a doctor in March, and I found out that I have permanent damage to my nervous system, which results in uncontrollable muscle spasms and bipolar tendencies and hallucinations. And this has been the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with, ever. And at first, I tried to deal with it on my own. And that was the dumbest thing I've ever done, paired with the hardest thing, it went real well. But I was just so frustrated because this was the first time in my life that I had ever felt hopeless. But that has proved to be a blessing. I don't always know what's real and what isn't. I have to question what my senses perceive, and I have to rationalize with my brain. I can see and hear and feel things that aren't really there all the time. But it's not what I feel, it's what I know, and I know God's peace. And even when I can't feel his presence, I know that he is stronger than me, and he is stronger than this disease, and he's stronger than anything else I'm ever going to face. And he's blessed me, not only me, but he's blessed me to talk to other people and relate to people in a way I never could have. He constantly humbles me through this. And he works so strongly because it's in these moments that I have to be raw and open and transparent, and in my moments of weakness, that is when God is the absolute strongest. And he blessed me because I know every day is fresh. And even though I don't get to feel it all the time, I know it's there. And the days I do get to feel that freshness are just indescribable. So I want you guys all to think about your experience and the people that you affect and that affect you. And think about all the lessons that you've learned so far in your life, about all your passions and your desires and your talents and also your struggles and your frustrations and your moments of weakness. And I want you guys to think about how these things all make up who you are. Because there is such a unique and noteworthy beauty in these things. And how they form titles of your identity. You're a man or a woman. You're a child. You're a brother or a sister. You're all students and teachers at the same time. Your mentors and counselors, your athletes, your artists. There are so many dynamics to you, and there is so much that goes into each of those things. And just like everyone else, you understand them in your life in a way no one else does. So whether you are in your darkest moment or experiencing the time of your life, remember who you are in God. And remember what is real. And hold on to that with everything, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and with all of your heart. And that leads me to my number one thing that I've learned, and that is that God is love. I want to share Psalm 73, 21 through 26 says, "When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you, and I am always with you. You hold my right hand, and you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Though my flesh and my heart may fail me, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And verse 28 says, but as for me, it is good to be near God. I've made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all your deeds. In my darkest moments, God is with me. And not only is he with me, he loves me. Unconditionally and faithfully, without judgment, and he's always supporting, and God loves me when I'm numb and I can't feel what it's like to love. And his love is tough, and it's a challenge to constantly better myself and better the people around me. So when things are good in your life or in your darkest moments, cling to that reality that God is love. And that wherever you see it or feel it or know it, spend time there each day and push that love deeper and that knowledge of God deeper. And always hold tight to the reality of God's strength and peace and his unfathomable love for you. And practice that love in each new understanding of yourself. And as you understand God more, expand that so that you understand what it means to be blessed. Not only in your own life, but open that up to others. The experiences and the opportunities and all the passions of my life make me very different from someone who looks very similar to me. And there are layers and shades and depths of people that from an outside view we can't understand. So love each other and learn from each other. Don't judge and support each other with that love of God, because everyone is fighting the secret battle. So to recap, my past 4 years in 3 lessons, learn about yourselves in this time. Understand that you can't really ever know someone else completely and fully. And most importantly, know that God is love. So take your experiences and your passions and your tragedies and everything that makes you who you are and bless others with that knowledge of God's love in your life. And remember that our experiences, no matter how hard or seemingly disastrous they may be, are blessings. And it is love that makes those experiences blessings. And so just as God loves you in all its shapes and its forms, love others in that same way. Okay, thank you, guys. Everyone have a good day.